Well, Mr. McMillan did say it was a wee testimony, and I can guarantee it definitely will be a wee testimony. I just kind of thank him for this opportunity to give a word of testimony, and most importantly, kind of thank my Lord Jesus Christ for saving me from my sin and enabling me to stand up here to give a word of testimony. Before I begin, can I read just a couple of verses with you? For time's sake, you don't need to turn to them because they're two well-known verses anyway. They're found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And it's, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." These verses are two of my favorite verses in the Bible, and definitely have helped me throughout my walk with Christ. As Mr. McMillan has said, my name is David Castles. I was born on the 13th of October 1988, and I was born a sinner. And you may ask, how were you born a sinner? Sure, you're only a baby. Well, it clearly states in Romans 3:23 that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that did include me, a newborn, and includes everybody here tonight. We were all born sinners. And also, just in Romans as well, this time in chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." I was privileged to be born into a Christian family, and I thank the Lord for my parents. They've always been there for me and my two sisters, and excuse me. And I know my parents would have prayed for us both before and after we were born, that the Lord's hand would be upon us, and that he would save us at an early age. And their prayers were answered for me on the 12th of September 92, just before I turned 4. We had arrived home here from church on a Sunday night, and my mum, she was trying to get me ready for bed, and I was doing everything bar what she was asking me to do. And I was quite an inquisitive child. I asked a lot of questions, maybe too many questions at times, but I did ask my mum just the things of salvation, and I just asked her how to get saved. And excuse me, she had the privilege of leading me to Christ just at the end of my bed. And we just knelt on the floor, and it was just a simple prayer, and I knew as soon as I said amen that I was saved. And I ran down to the living room where my dad and Helen and Linda, where my sisters were, and I told them what had happened, and that I got saved. And I knew that if anything was to happen at night, that if it was to die, I know I'd been going to heaven. And thank the Lord for that assurance. And there's two other people that I'd like to thank. My auntie Dodie, who's here tonight, and my nanny, who is in heaven, and they were a great influence on me and my sisters. And I thank them for that, because when my mum and my dad were working, they would have came to look after me, and every night when we were going to bed, it would have been they would have read us a wee Bible story and prayed with us, and always sang "Jesus Loves Me." And if you remember back when Annabelle was getting dedicated, Reverend McMillan always said that was a song I sung to Annabelle to get her to sleep, and I think that's where I learned it from. So thank you. As my sisters and I grew up, we were always sent to every children's meeting going, whether it was here in Sunday school, the Tuesday night meeting, or even the wee brethren hall beside us. We were always sent every Friday night, and whether even in the summer, we were always there was children's outreaches down in Ardmore, and again, the brethren, Clean Brethren Hall, they would have had a wee summer holiday club, and obviously for a week, and we had no choice but to go. There was no way of getting out of it. my mom and dad, they just sent us. We weren't asked, would you like to go? And the only way we could get out of it is if we were sick. And I think we had to be seriously ill to be deemed unfit to go. And but I thank my parents for sending us to all these meetings, because it did definitely help us in our walk with Christ. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank all the Sunday school teachers and youth workers back then, who had a burden for teaching and showing me all the things of Christ. And I must apologise to Frieda Donnelly. I'm sure, well, you might not remember, but most Sundays, as soon as I caught an eye of my mum, I would have cried and cried and cried in Frieda's class until she sent me over to my mum. And I was only a wee child at the time, but I do apologise for disrupting your class. I can even remember it. It was in the old kitchen, and then I think there was a wee sort of shudders. But yeah, I was a mummy's boy, and I'm sure I probably am still a mummy's boy. But I will not emphasise that point. But can just continue to pray for all our teachers, all our Sunday school teachers, our children's workers, both. Here Tuesday night meeting, and obviously Killalea as well, and also just pray that for Sunday school that the numbers will increase. And as I said, because it's great to have teachers and youth workers who have a burden for seeing young children saved. And also pray for our youth leaders, to Davey, to Adrian, and to Trevor Muldrew, and also to Trevor Scott down to the Bible class, because I always look forward every Friday once school finished to go to youth fellowship, and on Sunday morning I always look forward to going down to the Bible class, because we are always taught valuable lessons from God's word. So I say, just continue to remember these men and the women and all in your prayers. As time went on, I went to two primary schools, not because it was bad and got kicked out of one. It just worked out better geographically to move from Cologne to Listenadill. But regardless of that, I was thankful for the Lord for having Christian teachers and Christian friends, and friends that I actually was still keeping contact with today. And as time went on, I passed my transfer exams in Listenadill and moved to the Royal here in Armagh. And I said, I don't know how, to be honest, how I got into the Royal, because there must have been scraping the barrel, to be honest, if they let me in. But I thank the Lord for it, and it was definitely a big change. Obviously, as anybody can testify, from moving to a primary school to a secondary school, it's just a sheer size, just one comparison. And from going to Listenadill, where there was maybe 100 just in your own school, to go into the Royal, whereas maybe 100, 150 just in your own year alone, was definitely did take a while to get used to. But mum and dad, they always gave me good advice, and I took for granted times what they said. But the best advice they did give me was, when I did start the Royal, was to just start as you mean to go on. And they meant by just telling people that you're a Christian, who you are, and who you believe in, and pretty much just take a stand. And I kind of thought, how am I going to do this? I'm going into a new school. I want to make friends. I don't want to be made a fool of. But I prayed to the Lord that he would have his hand upon me, and that he would give me the words to say, and he did. And he did help me tell people that I was a Christian. And yes, they did make fun of me, but it was only for a short time. And they actually grew to respect me, and respected the stand I took, and they didn't really bother me. Maybe partly as well, I was a 6'1" first former as well, and I was kind of head and shoulders over near everybody in my year, and even upper sixth people, I was taller than them. So maybe it was my size that was a wee bit intimidating. But I thank the Lord for his hand upon me anyway in school. And just young person today, can I just give you a wee bit of advice? As you have finished school, well, in another month or a few weeks, you'll be finishing school. And in another couple of months, you'll be starting maybe a new school or university, or maybe you've graduated and you'll be going into a new job. Can I just encourage you all to take your stand and just pray. Don't be embarrassed to tell people that you are a Christian. And then you can say, as our hymn goes, that I'm not ashamed to own my God. What I'm about to say is a wee bit of an understatement, but I was never one for studying nor revising. In fact, I had to test it both. Mum can testify to the many evenings when I was meant to be in my bedroom revising, but actually I sneaked out of my bedroom, hopped on my bicycle, and tried to climb or tried to hide under the windowsill and cycle up the road. I don't know why I thought I could get away with it, because as you can see, I'm quite a tall, broad sort of fella, and mum's smart. you don't get past your mum too easy, and she knew what I was at. But my lack of work did show when it came to results time. I did pass my GCSEs, but when it came to my AS and my A levels, I didn't do too good, and I left school actually not knowing what I was going to do, because I hadn't got into the course that I wanted to do, and then the university offered me a different course which I had no interest in doing. And I prayed, and I'm glad we have a Lord that we can pray to, one that will hear us and will answer us. And I'm glad that when I did pray to him, he and asked for guidance, he did answer my prayer, and the opportunity of working for Ulster Bank in Armagh arose. They didn't require much qualifications, which did suit me down to the ground. And I thank the Lord when I did start Armagh branch, that there was Christian women. In fact, Mrs. Watson, daughter-in-law, was there, and she did help me and mother me. And I remember even Betty McLean as well, maybe some of you know, but she was always there. She did mother me, and especially coming from school at 18 and going straight into the working world is definitely a change of environment. So I thank the Lord for Christian women to help me. In 2008, well, the 14th of November, I think it was, in 2008, Leah told me, that's when I met Leah, and unfortunately she can't be here tonight. Annabelle has a real heavy, bad head cold, and so she's not feeling the best, so Leah's looking after her. And, well, I met Leah and said, I didn't know what was going to happen there, but sure, as all good romances go, we eventually got engaged. And I was now at the stage, obviously, of getting married to Leah, and I needed to try and progress in my job, but job-wise, things just weren't really happening. I was moved to, or transferred to Dungannon branch, and it was the complete opposite to Armagh or to any other branch I had worked at. There was no Christian friends, and just the thought of going in each day, hearing foul language, it just wasn't great. And even though they knew that I was a Christian and what I believed in, and they knew that I didn't like the things that they were saying, it was just water off a duck's back. They just didn't care. And I prayed again to the Lord that either the opportunity for promotion would arise, which would mean that I would have left Dungannon branch, or another job opportunity even outside of the bank would arise. And again, the Lord answered my prayer. As I said, Lee and I were engaged, and at this stage we were building our house, and obviously the dreaded time came where I had to open my wallet and furnish it. And so we took a spin down to Alexander's in Market Hill, and Trevor, he happened to be serving us, and during the course of the conversation, he just happened to mention if I knew anybody looking at a sales job, and I didn't think anything of it. I just said, okay, I'll think about it, and I'll see if anybody is interested and get back to them. And I actually thought about it myself, and I wondered, maybe this is for me. And I spoke to Leah about it, and I prayed about it. And the following night, or following Monday night at football, I spoke to Trevor again about it, and to see if the position was still open. And I told him that I might be interested in it myself, and he advised me just to get a CV in as soon as possible. So I quickly sent in a CV, and I'm sure that was quite obvious when he opened it up. But he phoned me anyway, and an interview was arranged that Friday, and I attended it. And that night, actually, when we were going down to Ravenhill to watch the Ulster match, he told me on the way down. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity, for the door that was opened, and for now the staff that I'm working with. This definitely is a complete change. And I'm glad and I'm happy to be working with Christian staff. I've been married for 2 years now. In fact, actually, our wedding anniversary was just Monday the 13th, just this week. And I thank the Lord for such a Christian wife like Leah, and for the support that she has given me. And we both thank the Lord that on the 26th of January this year, he blessed us with the birth of our daughter Annabelle. And I thank him just for the hands that he had, and for the protection he gave Leah and Annabelle just during the pregnancy and the birth. And our prayer for Annabelle is like the prayer that Mum and Dad had for us, that the Lord's hands would be upon her, and she, like myself, will come to know Christ as her own personal Savior at a young age. Bear with us. We did go through went through a difficult time just before Leah became pregnant. And excuse me, anybody who has experienced the loss of a child anyone who has experienced the loss of a child through a miscarriage will know what we'll know what I'm talking about. Obviously it was a difficult time for us both, but we're thankful that we have a living God who hears our prayers and helps us through our heartaches. And I'm glad we have a God that we can put our trust in. And I just want to thank Reverend McMillan as well, just for all that he did for us during that period with his comforting prayers and his Bible readings, which we are very much appreciated. As I finish my testimony here, I'll just get my bearings here a wee bit. Sorry about this. As I finish my testimony, I just want to thank the Lord for not only saving me, but for keeping me on the Christian pathway. And it's not an easy road. Most people can testify to that. And I know I've let the Lord down many times. But I know he has never failed me, and he has never left me. He's always been by my side. And if you are a Christian here tonight, but you have just grown cold, I would just like to invite you to return to the Lord, and that you can enjoy walking with him again. And if you aren't saved here, can I invite you just to come and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Don't leave this building tonight without coming to him. Say, come to the Savior, and just make no delay in doing so. You can come tonight, and he will save you. Thank you. Thank you.